Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today's guest, as in multiple, we have a couple students from the ADM speech team, as that is Elena Freeman and Chloe Clark. They will be performing in the large speech contest state tournament going on Saturday at Ankeny Centennial High School. Ladies, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
You're welcome. Let's start off with you telling us about your category, what performance you're doing, and describe the character you're playing. Chloe, we'll start with you.
So I'm in both Reader's Theater and Ensemble Acting. So in my Reader's Theater group, we're doing a piece called The Cats in Krasinski Square. And it's kind of about this group of people who try to get food to the people who, you know, don't have food on the other side of like the ghetto wall. And they use like cats to help them with that. So the cats like show them how to get through the wall and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a sadder piece, but it's really fun. I do a lot of like background singing, which makes it fun. Yeah. And then my ensemble acting piece is called Dibs. Me and one of my friends are doing it together, and I play like, I'm tutoring the other girl in it, and we're kind of like arguing over a guy, like who gets dibs and all that stuff. And it turns into a whole thing. So I play like the more scholarly type and like, actually it's this. And so, yeah.
Wow. Those are fun roles.
Yeah.
Elena, what about you?
I'm in improv. So there's not a specific role we play in improv, obviously, but in my specific group, I'm more of a leader. They're newer to the improv group. So I've been a lot of time just keeping us together. And for core reading, which is the other one that I do, we're lunch ladies. So we're just giving that appreciation to someone you see like every day when you're in school, and nobody actually like, you know, sometimes you just don't acknowledge them. So we're bringing light to those people that we see every day that influence our lives tremendously.
Oh, well, so can for improv, can you kind of describe how that works?
So we're given a time before, like 2 minutes, and you set up, well, first it's characters, and then it's plot and twist and an end, so we all are on the same page. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much you get into the improv, and you improvise everything but the twist, the end, and the beginning.
Wow.
So it is, honestly, it's a lot of trust in the other people, which is, you know, why I'm mainly a leader in that, because they're newer, so the trust is in me, which is why I lead the group.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super fun. It's always super entertaining, and there's always some good laughs in it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, that's great. So what was your initial reaction when you found out that your group had qualified for state? Elena, we'll start with you.
I was really excited for both groups, because especially for core reading, we messed up a little bit, and I was really nervous we were going to get it too, but then I saw that we qualified for state, and I was super excited, also because I spent so much time painting my apron, or grapes, by the way. They are good grapes. And for my improv piece, I was really ecstatic, because we did really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we were missing a person, so it was kind of, you know, improvising without them too, which is kind of hard.
Yep.
So I was really excited that both of my pieces got to save.
That's awesome. For Chloe?
I was really excited. Like, getting to go to state means that you get to do that again. You get to do your piece again. You get to be with the same people, and it's just, like, so rewarding to be able to just, like, know you did well and just keep practicing and stuff like that. My Reader's Theater, we went and we did it, and it was like the best we'd ever done. Like, we were like so in the moment. I was really proud of us, and it was the same thing for ensemble acting too. Like, we were just like, we were on our A game. We were, yeah. So it was like, yeah, it was nice to know that the judges also thought that we did as well, good as well.
Yeah, no, that's important, because it's like, yeah, you can, and sometimes you can feel like you're saying, Elena, like, kind of iffy about a performance,
yeah,
but then the judges see it a different way, so.
It was exciting. Also, their pieces were so cool. I watched both of them. Entertaining. They were fun. I almost cried during your Reader's Theater.
I love how you guys support each other. That's great. That's important. So can you kind of, can you guys talk about how rehearsals have been going? Chloe?
We've had a lot of snow days recently,
okay, sure.
So coming up on our district's performance, it was a little, we were all really stressed because we had missed, what, four, maybe five practices due to our snow days, and some have been cut short because it's been too cold, and it's just, so we were all really stressed. We've been, I don't know, when did we start practicing?
Oh God, like October?
Yeah, something like that. So we've been doing it for a while. We really, so in my ensemble acting, we don't, you know, get scripts. We have to just do it memorized. So we've been memorized since before Christmas break. So we've been really honing in on like facial features and, you know, nonverbal cues and just like stuff like that. And the most difficult part is where to look, like, because we don't have anything to look at. We have to be looking at the same place. So we're like, okay, when we get in the room, we're like, we're going to look there and we're going to look there. And we're like, so just like, you know, really being prepared on all the small detail things. Like, that's really what makes or breaks the piece.
Yeah, I would agree. It's really hard to practice improv because, again, it's improvised.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of the time when we practice, it's in the morning and you just, it's a lot of team bonding, as weird as that sounds. It's a lot of just getting to know your teammates and working well with them. So a lot of the time we don't even, you pull the prompt and you don't even get time. We don't even plan what our improv is going to be. So we can have a feel of what other people's like automatic characters are. So we can build off of that. So it's hard to practice improv, like I said, but it's super fun. For our core reading, it's very similar. We have our scripts on our lunch trays because we're lunch ladies. So it's really hard to see all the fine print if you're not squinting at it, that is. So we have had to be memorized for quite a while, and we've had a few snow days. And I know Seidel's been gone for a few of them because she has kids right? So a lot of our practices get canceled or moved around, but it's definitely, you know, trusting everyone else to know what they're going to do. And we all have to be, you know, simultaneous and together. And so, yeah, it's just a lot of trust in knowing that your peers know what to do.
That was part one of our conversation that we had with a couple of students from the ADM speech team, Elena Freeman and Chloe Clark. Again, the large speech state competition will be taking place this Saturday at Ankeny Centennial High School, and we'll have part two of the interview coming up for tomorrow's Let's Talk, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.